The iconic skyscrapers of Manhattan Island are silhouetted against a clear sky. On the other side of the river, the urban sprawl of Brooklyn stretches into the distance. Densely packed buildings are interspersed with trees and occasional green spaces. Light traffic speeds across the bridge towards Brooklyn. The cars are dwarfed by the steel wire and cement structure of the bridge, which is dominated at each end by a huge tower. A New York subway train trundles along an outdoor elevated section of track. A smart pair of shiny men's shoes are displayed in a shop window. Outside, someone raises their left foot up to the display as if comparing sizes. A neon sign displays the title, Saturday Night Fever. Now, shoes seem to walk in time to the music. They are being worn by a young white man with carefully groomed, short, dark hair and a red, wide-collared shirt, which is open at the neck, displaying a medallion. Dark flared trousers and a black leather jacket complete the outfit as the young man swaggers past shops, carefully checking out the passers-by. He incongruously carries a pot of paint, which swings back and forth in his hand. All his movements seem timed to some intuitive syncopation. As an attractive girl passes him, he abruptly turns round and briefly starts to follow her, but then continues back in his original direction. He walks up to a window with a small neon sign, Lenny's Pizza. An assistant notices him.
Hiya, Tony! Two or three?
Two, give me two, let's go.
Tony, now munching on a pizza slice, continues walking. His eyes constantly scan around as if he's looking for someone or something. Is caught by a shirt on display in a shop window. He goes inside.
Hey, you guys do layaway?
As long as it don't turn into a 20-year mortgage.
All right, look, give me down $5 for that blue shirt in the window. Hold it for me.
Hey, wait for your receipt. Please don't trust me.
He's back pounding the pavement in the bright sunshine. A shapely woman in a summer dress catches his attention as she walks by. Appreciatively, he turns his head, allowing his gaze to linger on her, then impulsively chases after her. As he blocks her way, she exasperatedly stops and tries to walk round him. Eventually, she succeeds and, with the ghost of a smile, swats at the air dismissively as she passes him. His face registers mild frustration as he turns away and now begins to run. From inside a hardware shop, he is being watched by a middle-aged man who indicates that he should use a side entrance. Tony pauses, looking momentarily confused, and then does as he's told. As he enters through a back door, the man meets him, handing him a shop coat.
What did he charge?
$7.98.
Wait till he runs out of something. Listen, you know what to tell her.
All right, look what I got for you. Carnival
Where
gold.
Where have you been? I've been here for a half hour.
That's all right. I'm going to make you a deal on this.
I'm very angry with you.
That's all right. Look, I'm going to make a nice deal on this. $1 off for you. $10.98 on this special gold paint. How do you like that?
Thank you.
I'll take a gallon of this.
All right, you got it.
Tony pushes a rail ladder and climbs up to some paint pots.
That's all right. Customers like that. It gives them a sense of power. I need some brushes.
All right, how much paint are you planning to do?
After these school rooms, I wouldn't paint my wife's ass purple.
What color is it now?
You want to know what color my wife's ass is?
You brung it up?
Actually, it ain't got no color. Just stripes, them stretch stripes. What about them brushes?
Right, see that second display counter over there?
Tony's boss is closing the shop's metallic shutters. Tony approaches him as he locks up.
Mr. Fusco, can I get an advance?
Payday's Monday.
I know payday is Monday. But every place else is Friday or Saturday.
And they're broke on Monday, boozing, whoring.
Oh, come off.
Pissing away their money all weekend. This way you're paid on a Monday, you got money all week. You can save a little, build a future.
Oh, fuck the future.
No, Tony, you can't fuck the future. The future fucks you. It catches up with you and it fucks you if you ain't planned for it.
Well, tonight is the future and I am planning for it.
There's a shirt I gotta buy, beautiful shirt.
Sorry, Tony, no exceptions.
So what do you need an advancer, eh? Big shot.
Tony runs down a pavement lined with trees. He casually catches a basketball mid-stride and throws it to someone. He lopes up the steps leading to a modest two-story detached clapboard house. As he goes inside, a middle-aged woman is setting a table.
Where you been?
Mother wants to know where you've been.
Tony nonchalantly hangs up his jacket.
Where you been?
Your father's asking you, where you been? Dinner's going to be late tonight. They was out of things at the market. But you'd have been late if it was normal.
Hey, Tony!
Hey, hot stuff. Give him a kiss.
Look what I made for you. Here.
Oh, that is beautiful.
You like it?
Yeah.
And put it in your room?
Yeah, I'll put it in my room right now. How's that?
Okay. All
right?
He takes his younger sister's painting upstairs. Now, bare-chested, he's blow-drying his hair, carefully back-combing it with a brush. As he looks in the mirror, images of people dancing in a disco seem to fill his mind. A poster of bare-chested kung fu legend Bruce Lee adorns his bedroom wall. Dressed only in black underpants, Tony adopts a kung fu stance as he watches himself in the dressing table mirror. He takes a gold crucifix and chain and fixes it around his neck. Now another gold medallion is fastened around his neck. He moves away from the mirror to a closet, switches on the light, and takes a shirt from a hanger. It sports a bright abstract design in pinks, blues, and greys. He zips up the flies of a pair of high-waisted pink trousers, rhythmically moving his hips as he does so. As he applies the finishing touches to his appearance, his father opens the bedroom door.
Dinner's on the table.
I ain't hungry.
Hey, just because you're kicking it for food don't mean you don't gotta eat. You still gotta eat.
I got my shirt on, right?
Nope.
So, I don't wanna get anything out of it, that's what.
You got nothing to be afraid of. Your mother's spaghetti sauce don't drip. It don't taste, and it don't drip. Let's go!
As his father exits, Tony dances, all the time watching himself in the mirror. At the dinner table, he sits wrapped in a long white sheet to protect his shirt.
I come every day, it's the same thing. I come home, you tell me I'm late for dinner, and you know that I gotta work till 6 o'clock and I can't make dinner in time.
You should have been a priest like your brother. You wouldn't worry about a job.
She blesses herself.
Yeah.
Every time you mention Frank Jr., you gotta cross yourself.
Well, he's a priest, ain't he? Father Frank Jr., your brother.
Your mother doesn't have too much to cross yourself about these things.
You're so jealous of Frank Jr.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Dad cuffs Tony. Mom smacks Dad. Dad slaps Mom.
And a shirt. Wash the shirt, stupid.
Okay. Bessa!
All right, come on. Mangia,
mangia. Eat. Go ahead. Eat, eat. I got more pork chops, more spaghetti.
What do you mean you got more pork chops? I'm out of work.
Yeah, well, as long as we got a dollar left, we eat good in this house.
What?
Yeah, I might even get a job myself.
Like hell you will. 25 years in construction work, I always brought him a paycheck. What, 6-7 months I'm out of work? And all of a sudden what? You hit me. And talking back.
All right.
Talking about getting a job and hitting
me. All right. No hitting, no slapping at the dinner table. Okay, that's the rule. Hmm? And you was the one who's hitting.
You never hit me before. Never. Not in front of the kids.
Dad grabs a pork chop from Tony's plate and slams it down.
One pork chop! One!
Hey, Frank!
It's disgusting, right? Sick.
He slaps Tony.
We just washed the hair. You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
Take care of his hair. I might take a walk.
Dad leaves the table. Tony takes off the sheet.
Don't you walk me to church later?
Didn't you go already today?
Yeah, confession. I gotta go back and pray for something.
For what?
I gotta pray for Father Frank Jr. to call me.
And to call him direct.
I want him to call me. His son should call his mother.
Wait a minute. You're going to church to have God make Frank Jr. call you?
Right.
I don't believe it. You know, you're turning God into a telephone operator.
It's nighttime. Tony stands smoking in front of a shop bathed in the bluish-green light of the window display. The headlights of a large, battered saloon car pull towards the pavement. Tony swaggers towards it, but just as he gets close, it pulls off.
Hey, you scumbags! Get back here!
The assholes.
Come on, fuckhead! Hey, stubborn fuck won't budge!
The car laboriously reverses back to where Tony waits. He gets in. A handbrake turn on the slick street, and off they speed, almost colliding with an oncoming car.
You put two hands on a wheel.
I got two hands on a wheel.
Hey, you know, you assholes almost broke my pussy finger.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't know which one it was. Get out of here.
Hey, get some of this, will you? Go ahead, tell me what we got.
We got some ups, we got some downs, three noobs, two J's, and half a bottle of vodka.
All right, yeah,
that's
yeah.
What you got, man. Get a bigger half of a You want something? No, we ain't dropping nothing until I say so.
Oh, come on, why the fuck not?
Hey, bullshit. I got my reasons, right? I got my reasons.
Oh, fuck, Tony. What's wrong with you, man?
Hey, give me the vodka. Hey, when are you gonna get some new tapes? These things are 4 years old.
I bought them in the bargain basement. You don't like my tapes? I'll get new tapes.
Headlights blazing, the car overtakes a queue of stationary traffic. Someone mad. Now outside a nightclub called 2001 Odyssey. The car passes slowly in front of the club. On a side street, the five young men get out of the car. They check the reflections in the car windows.
Hey, you looking sharp, huh? Sharp as you can look without turning into a nigger.
Or a spick.
Spick, spick. Would you put your dick in a spick? Does it get bigger in a nigger?
I don't know.
Well, I got a score tonight, man. I'm horny, you know what I mean? Horny.
Yeah, man, I know what you mean. Horny, right? Horny.
Hey, anybody scores, you get in the car for 10 minutes and you're out for the next guy,
you're
right?
Get a piece of ass.
Five, you get a medal of honor with rubies and a piece of the Pope's ass.
What are you talking about, man? The Pope don't got no ass. That's why he's the Pope.
Now shake up, you assholes. Where the faces?
They confidently make their way inside the club, as if this is their territory. In the multicolored lighting, people are milling around, drinking, smoking, chatting. Tony and the guys appear to be well known here. Tony acknowledges people with nods and smiles and leans over to kiss one girl on the lips. They near the crowded dance area, which is under floor lighting, pulsating in time with the music. A DJ sways rhythmically behind a turntable in a dimly lit booth.
Tony, how's it going? All right?
In the dappled, very coloured light, people energetically get down to the music. The guys now make their way to a raised seating area. They sit at a table covered with a red and white checkered cloth and bathed in the orange glow of electric faux candles.
Hey, Tony, you seen Paul around here at all?
No, we ain't seen Joey.
Do you seen Paul at all?
Hi. What would you like?
Oh, give me 7-7.
Hey, I'll take a beer.
Hey, I'd like a vodka and tonic.
You guys want to go see the mix on Tuesday? Hey, buddy. Give me a
mix for now.
The dance floor is a mass of swaying, spinning bodies. The guys watch coolly, pulling on their cigarettes. A girl approaches them. He turns, sizing her up.
Yeah?
You mean yeah?
Well, I mean like a dance floor, but you know, you're not my dream girl, nothing like that.
She looks affronted.
You want a dream girl? Well, then go to sleep and have a nightmare.
Passing a small bottle.
Gus, here's the speed.
What are you doing?
Hey, take this. Hello again, this is beautiful Monty, your delicious DJ. Remind you about the universal Playhouse sweepstakes, so get in line to get the prize.
Tony's on the dance floor. The girl follows him. He twirls around, supremely confident. She looks less sure. They face each other, and as one extends their arms upwards, the other freestyles in front. The multicolored disco lights flash and turn, reflecting off glitter balls, as Tony and partner mirror each other's movements. They are the showiest performers on the dance floor by far.
A trip. A good trip. Feel the music, baby. Let's go step. It's going
finer, yeah. Tony's friends are still seated.
We're
Look at that chick. You want to dance with her? Huh?
Which one?
100 stories high.
Come on, Tony, dance.
Now Tony and partner hold hands and perform an elaborate series of moves and pauses. In the pauses, they look at each other. She intently, he smiling, casually, almost arrogantly. A series of twists and turns as they interlock, part and join again.
I like that polyester look. Turn yourself in, baby.
Now Tony goes solo. He grins broadly as he struts and turns sharply. Arms outstretched, he shakes his upper body, leaving his partner straggling open-mouthed in his wake. Back at the table.
Hey, Tony, you know something? You're the king out there. You're great. Great dancers.
You can do as good as me if you practice.
Yeah? You think I'd be a good dancer, Tony?
Sure, why not? No.
No?
No.
Ain't you gonna ask me to sit down?
No, you'd do it.
But you'd ask me to lay down.
No, you would not do it.
Double J, move over.
I
want you to meet my friend here soon.
Hey, Tony, listen, you want some speed? It's very good stuff, Tony. Really, it's good stuff. You want some?
Can't you guys get off and dancing?
Tony, can I wipe off your forehead?
Why not? Sure, go ahead.
The newcomer adoringly dabs his brow with a hanky.
Hey, Doreen, it ain't no blowjob.
You don't know fuck about women, Joey. You get a blowjob easier than you get that.
Who knows?
I love to watch you dance, Tony.
Oh, yeah?
I love it. I love to watch you dance. I just love it, watching you dance.
Hey, Tony, listen, do her a favor. Why don't you take her for a dance, huh?
That's a good idea. Want to dance? Would you like to dance with me? I'd dance with you.
Charity.
I'd love to watch you dance.
On the dance floor.
Just love it. Watching you dance.
She clings to him.
Come on, Tom. We're going to two-step with him. Jesus Christ. Get your head out of his belt there, Tom.
Oh, Jesus.
Tony stops dancing.
You can't dance with this shit.
The floor starts to empty. Doreen looks round, confused. Tony marches up to Monty, the DJ.
Hey, Monty, what are you playing
that shit for? What are you talking about, baby? Look at that chick. She's dancing, man. She's moving.
Tony spins round to see a lone female in a sleeveless white dress, ostentatiously throwing shapes in front of her more reserved male partner. Obviously interested, Tony moves forward to get a better look. As the floor lights pulsate, she shakes her upper body in double time, mirrored now by her partner. Tony approaches one of his friends who stands at the edge of the dance floor with a girl.
Joe, yeah, you know that girl?
No.
You ever see her before?
No.
Yeah, I seen her here about a month ago.
Wearing a spray of flowers in her hair, the dancing girl seems absorbed in the music. She smiles, looking elated.
She can dance, you know what I mean? She got the wrong partner, of course, but she can dance.
Go ask.
You. Yeah, which position?
Tony continues staring. His rapt face slowly breaks into a smile. She notices him. Smiling, declines his come on. He grins knowingly as she exuberantly circles her partner. Now Tony's in a different part of the club.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
Okay, how you been?
All right. You can dance for me?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
She walks off as he goes to the bar.
Hello, Lucille.
Hello, Nureyev. How you doing?
You got a 7-7 for me?
Sure, doll.
Give me one of your butts, too, all right?
Sure.
Tony's dancing partner, Annette, sits next to him at the bar.
Having another sweepstakes.
I know that.
It's double the prize money. $500.
He lights his own cigarette, but ignores hers.
You going to enter? Well, you'll need a partner.
Tony watches the girl on stage. Dressed in a silver bikini top, she slowly lets her red skirt slip to the floor, revealing a silver G-string.
We won before.
But we're gonna have to practice.
We'll have to practice.
We got people coming in from Manhattan. Revelation, gazebos, you know that, right?
We'll have to practice.
Her hands on his shoulder.
That's practicing it. I don't mean dating, I don't mean socializing. It means practice.
She looks chastened.
Why not? We had a date.
Yeah, once. Once was enough.
Why?
Why? And that the whole time you talked about your married sister. And then you was talking about your other married sister. And then your third married sister. I got the idea that all you was interested in was being a married sister yourself. I got bored with it.
Hey, look, who's gotta take care of you, huh?
Hey, Tony, look, Double J's been in the car 25 minutes with some chick. So what? So I can't get the selfish prick out. These guys can't do nothing without me, don't they?
As Tony gets up, Joey looks smiling at the now topless dancer. Annette briefly lets her head drop, then raises it with a triumphant-looking smile. Outside Tony, Joey and his girl stride towards the car.
Hey, listen, are you gonna make it with Annette?
No, I don't think so. You know, Joey, you make it with some of these chicks, and they think you gotta dance with them.
This guy, huh?
All right, get out. You've been in there 20 minutes. Come on.
25 in the car, 20 in the chick.
Yeah, well, get out before we pull you out.
She ain't come yet.
Since when you care?
They appear half amused through the misted windows.
Hey, come on.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening! I'll be out in a minute.
Howdy, man! Tommy!
Oh, yeah!
Tony walks off, leaving Joey and the girl smooching next to the car. Inside the car.
Yeah. What did you say your name was?
Back on the dance floor, Tony takes two girls by the hand and starts to twirl them both around. They beam with delight.
Kiss me. Kiss me.
Still dancing, Tony grants her wish, full on the lips. The three of them dance in a line, clapping hands on the beat. They then rhythmically stretch their left hands upwards while simultaneously flexing their hips with the beat. Another man joins the trio. Now there are several lines, as everyone performs the same moves. Twinkling lights and a huge glittering disco ball light up the darkness above like a distant, funky universe. As the line hustle continues, a mist of dry ice starts to obscure the lights on the dance floor. Now the dancers themselves are enveloped by the dry ice, which diffuses the colours in a soft haze. Daylight. The prone body of Tony lies on a double bed. Dressed only in his black pants and tangled amongst the sheets, his eyes are open and his mouth gapes, but his face is expressionless. He slowly rises and sits on the edge of the bed, staring vacantly. He frees himself from his blankets and, putting his hand down the front of his pants, adjusts himself. He gets up and goes to the mirror, in which is reflected a poster of the actor Al Pacino, Tawny clocks it as he looks at himself.
Al Pacino. I look like Al Pacino. Well, I could have. Al Pacino. Yeah. Al Pacino.
Pleased, he walks into the hallway, arms raised.
Al Pacino. Attica. Attica.
Shocked, his grandmother hides her face. Attica. Now on a basketball court.
You want to go see that Bruce Lee picture at the office?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know something? Bruce Lee's dead, so I don't give a damn about
it. Hey, look.
Oh, man, you got no respect for the dead.
What kind of shit is that, man?
Hey, you guys see what the Knicks are going to pay Frazier?
We're never going to make that much money in our whole life.
Hey, douche.
Yeah. It's all right. It's okay. I know why you don't kill fans on Sunday.
Kill fans on Sundays. They go straight to heaven.
Hey, sweetheart.
The guys jostle two boys as they pass.
You know.
Hey, Devil J.
Hey, Joe.
You know, this is a drag.
With you today, huh?
Tony.
No, I just rather be doing 2001 tonight.
Yeah, we'll fucking do it. We'll fucking do it. 20, 30 bucks, asshole. You got 20, 30 bucks to blow twice a week.
Come on, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Man, I'm gonna get myself one of these, you know? You're never gonna get yourself one of these. These things cost too much money. You never have that kind of money.
Hey, you know I had you up to here. That's your favorite speech.
You're never gonna have that kind of money. Not you, not me, not anybody.
Hey, get it together before it's all over the street, huh? You see this? It's a Caddy Seville. My Uncle Nunzio's got one of these, and he's got a Mercedes-Benz, too. You know how he got it? He forced his partner to sell out. He gave him a real screw.
It's dog-eat-dog world, man. Everybody's out for what they can get.
Nah, it's true. They got it all locked up. Ain't nobody gonna give you a chance.
Nobody gives you nothing, Joey.
Yeah, you know, it's every man for himself. It's a stinking rat race.
At the hardware store.
Hey, that stuff goes on beautiful, Tony. Best vinyl I ever seen at that price. See, I told you, just listen to me, right? You know, you said you'd been a change in a job. You know, paint. You ever want a job as a painter? Why don't you let me know, huh? You make twice as much as you make here, but you break your back. You interested? I don't know. I don't be interested. You make twice as much, but you break your back. No advances, no nothing. Pay that fix.
Gave you a raise.
Give me what?
A raise.
You kidding me?
Well, come on, look. See how much it is.
You gave me a raise. Thank you. I can't believe this.
Whoa, you better look first.
I don't gotta look. It don't make no difference. You gave me a raise. That's an important
it's
thing.
It's only $2.50.
So what?
It's $2.50. It ain't much.
The important thing is it's a raise. I think that's really great.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna give you $3.50, right? Next
you
week, I'll give you $3.50. I'll give you $1
like
more.
Well,
wait. Shut up, will you? $4. I'll make it an even $4. Seen anybody so shit-ass happy over a crummy $2.50 raise.
Wait a minute, you just said $4, didn't you?
At Tony's house, dinner has just finished. Tony helps clear up.
What the hell are you doing?
I just feel like it, right?
Girls do that.
I got a raise today. How do you like that?
Yeah. Why don't you say so during dinner? We could have used the conversation. Put them down. Come here. How much you get?
It's gonna be $4. It was $2.50, right? But he raised the raise when he found out I wasn't so disappointed.
$4?
Yeah.
Shit. You know, $4 buys today. Don't even buy $3.
I don't see nobody giving you a raise down on unemployment.
$4.
I knew you'd piss on it. Go on, just piss on it, right? A raise says like you're good, you know what I mean? You know how many times somebody told me I was good in my life? Two fucking times. This raise today and dance at the disco. You sure as fuck never did, asshole.
$4.
Shit.
Nighttime. Annette is waiting outside Phillips's dance studio. She's wearing a fake fur jacket and chews gum nervously. Hands in pockets, Tony approaches briskly. Annette quickly gets rid of her gum.
Why aren't you waiting inside?
Well, I wanted to watch you come down the street. I like the way you walk.
Ah, shit.
Pony, listen, I've been thinking. Maybe I'll make it with you.
That's what you call thinking, huh? Jesus Christ. You know, you're too much in that, you know that? I mean, you say we're gonna make it, that means we're gonna make it, right? I mean, like, I got no say in this at all, right?
It's time we went out. You told me you wanted to do it. You told me how horny a man gets when he's 19, how much his balls ache, morning, noon, and night, 6 days a week, sometimes seven if you don't get it.
How do you remember those things? Look, Annette, we're gonna be spending a lot of time together, you know, rehearsing, practicing, whatnot. If we was balling, it would be like we was going together. And I wouldn't be going with you. Look, I mean, what are you anyway? You nice girl or you cunt?
I don't know. Both?
Can't be both. I mean, that's the thing a girl's gotta decide early on. You gotta decide whether you're gonna be a nice girl or a cunt. Yeah?
How you doing, Pete?
Hey, Tony, me man.
You got a studio free or what?
Yeah, two is free.
Good. Hey, how you doing?
Steady at 65%.
Pete, it's always busting my onions. I send them a lot of customers, you know, it gives me free studio time.
What do you mean 65%?
Well, that means that he scores with 65% of the chicks that come in here.
Tony notices the female dancer from the club practicing in front of a mirror.
And 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, good, 2, 2, 3, good, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, good, that's it, I do it again.
In a studio, Tony and Annette are practicing their steps before a wall-sized mirror. He wears a blue singlet, she a mint green sweater. He is obviously in control, she seems slightly hesitant.
That's it, good.
Alright,
again.
Tony, it's only dancing, Jesus.
Only dancing? Forget it, Annette. If you're not gonna take this seriously, I don't wanna dance.
Don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
She gives him the finger as he strides towards the turntable and switches it off.
Look, I think we've done enough dancing for today. So why don't we dance Wednesday, alright?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, yeah.
You walking home now?
No, I'm gonna stick around, talk to Peter a little bit and, you know, work on some stuff myself. I'll see you later, right?
Yes.
He was good today.
She walks out diffidently, holding her coat and bag, which Tony has given her. Now Tony opens the door of another studio and leans on the frame, watching. Inside is the dancer from the club. With a puff of cigarette smoke, he closes the door and moves inside. She stands self-consciously in front of a full-length mirror, studiously ignoring him. He coolly turns off the music.
Hi. How you doing?
He smiles at her reflection.
Hey, you know, you're a very good dancer, you know that?
She continues to blank him.
I would like to meet you.
He moves to her other side.
Look, would you mind just going away, okay?
What?
Don't be hurt, but I
don't be hurt?
Yeah, I want to be by myself now, you know?
So I seen you 2001.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, you was looking at me and I was looking at you, remember?
But what is this? I look at a guy longer than a millionth of a second, already he gets delusions of grandeur.
You know what you are? I'm gonna tell you what you are.
I bet it begins with a C, Mr. P.
Oh, fine. I know the type.
He leaves. Later, he gets home. In the living room, his father, mother, and grandmother sit in silence.
What are you doing up so late? What is this, a walk-in? You don't got no criticism on me?
Your brother's upstairs.
You kidding? Hey, Frankie!
Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hiya, kid.
His brother wears a priest's collar. They hug.
It's good to see you.
You too.
Yeah. You look good.
No, I don't. You do. You look wonderful.
Hey, you checking out my trophy?
Oh, yeah, that's you, huh?
Yeah.
First prize. Looks just like you.
Hey, what'd you say to them downstairs? They look crazy. They look like zombies, like somebody died or something.
I think they're in shock, though.
In shock? How come in shock?
I'm leaving the church, Tony.
Oh, yeah, sure. Leaving the church. Tell me another one.
I'm leaving the priesthood.
Oh, come on, Frank. Don't fool around like that. You think I'm losing my hair? It looks awful thin right over here and here.
He looks intently at Frank in the mirror.
Are you serious?
Can I borrow some of your clothes until I buy some? I don't want to wear the uniform.
Tony looks stunned.
I'm sorry, Frank. I really am. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
You got fired, huh?
I didn't get fired. I quit.
You quit?
Yeah, you can do those things, you know?
Frank smiles. Tony's lost for words. He sits looking as if his world has been turned upside down.
What did Mom say? What did she say about it?
She said, "Dear Lord, what am I going to tell Teresa and Marie?"
And Dad, what did he say about it?
Ashamed, both of them. They're ashamed, right? You ashamed of me, Tony?
Tony's face is vacant. He stares into space.
Didn't ask why or nothing?
Nah. I think they're afraid to. Like I might say celibacy.
The two men sit helplessly together in the dimly lit bedroom. Both seem lost for words.
You're gonna sleep here tonight? You want to sleep in my room?
Yeah, I thought I would.
All right, you can. I'll get your blankets for you.
Frank's face registers a mix of anguish and pity as Tony gets up. Later, the brothers lie awake in the dark. Tony fiddles with his crucifix medallion. Frank half turns and looks across to Tony.
Frank, how come you left, really? Yeah.
Frank sits up in his bed.
It's not easy to explain, Anthony. A lot of things. One day you look at a crucifix, and all you see is a man dying on a cross. But that's only a backdrop to something else. Mama and Papa, their dreams of pious glory, they turn you into what they wish at a time. You can't defend yourself against their fantasies. All I ever really had any belief in was their image of me as a priest. So.
Tony seems more at ease and cups the back of his head in his hands.
Guess we're gonna have to take your picture down from the mantel.
Frank smiles, looking rueful. Tony laughs briefly.
You know what's weird? Like, I always felt like I was the shit of the family. And you was always, like, perfect.
Now that I'm the disgrace of the family, I'm not so perfect anymore. So maybe you're not shit anymore.
Frank lies down again.
Yeah, maybe if you ain't so good, I ain't so bad, you know?
Tony smiles at this irony. Another day, Tony surprises one of the guys, Gus, who is leaving a shop loaded with grocery bags.
Give me the groceries, motherfucker.
Hey, come on,
hey,
don't take my groceries, man. What are you doing?
Gus.
Hey, come on. Hey, come on. Hey, don't eat the apple. Give me back.
Yeah.
Jesus. What's the matter with you anyway? What are you doing?
My brother, he quit the church. You believe that?
Yeah.
I feel wild. I got all this energy. I can't believe it.
Yeah?
Listen, I'll call you later tonight, all right?
Yeah, well, do. Hey,
see you later, Gus.
I'll see you. Come on, buddy, higher with the odds.
At the dance studio, Pete is taking a class. He sports a comb-over, pencil moustache, and a garish shirt with a plunging neck.
Pete, she come in?
I told you on the phone. She comes in on Tuesday.
I know, so she come in or what?
And what is it today, huh?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pete points.
Hey, Tone! Watch it, man. That one's practicing to be a bitch. Come on, people!
Pete theatrically spins away. The exasperated-looking Tony goes off in the direction Pete has indicated. In another studio, Tony discreetly enters and stands by the wall watching. He smokes as he nods along to the music. Slowly, he moves forward in time to the rhythm until he stands behind the girl from the club. Dressed in a white leotard and white knotted shirt, she ignores his appreciative stare and continues dancing. Grinning, Tony shimmies up behind her.
Hello, Stephanie McDonald. I'm Tony Monero.
She turns away.
We both got the same last initials. How do you like that?
Now we get married. I don't have to change the monogram. My luggage, huh?
She's still dancing.
But somebody told me he was practicing to be a bitch. Is that true?
She stops dancing and faces him sternly as if stung by his remark. He dances away from her and then, grinning, shuffles back next to her.
All right, Mr. Monero, what do you want to ask me?
I would like to take you out to coffee. Would that be good?
That's it, huh? You want me to have coffee with you?
I think you're a very good dancer. You know that that 2001 Odyssey, they got a dance contest now.
Mm.
And I think that we could be a dynamite team together.
He nods encouragement, but looks uncertain. She's impassive.
How old are you, huh?
I'm 20.
She smiles knowingly.
Well, I'm 19 at the moment, but I'll be 20 very shortly.
What I think is this. There's a world of difference between us, you know? Not just chronologically, but emotionally, culturally, physically, every which way. And this world would get much bigger and much worse with every passing week.
What kind of shit is that? Coffee, not sex.
It's coffee. See, look, where I work, the people are very remarkable. They're not like these here Bay Ridge people at all.
You mean snobs instead of slobs, right?
What?
Nothing. Hey, you know, Bay Ridge ain't the worst part of Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking? I mean, you know, ain't like a hellhole or nothing.
Yeah, well, it ain't Manhattan. It isn't Manhattan. You got no idea how it changes, you know? Just right over there, right across the river, everything is different, completely different. It's beautiful, just beautiful. People are beautiful, offices are beautiful. It's
secretaries, you know, they all shop at Vaughn with Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the lunch hours are beautiful, too. Like, you know, they'll give you, like, two hours for lunch to do something that's related.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've seen Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet, yeah? I read that in high school. That's Shakespeare, right?
No, it's Zeffirelli, the director of the movie. You know, the movie, film.
Yeah. You know what I never understood about that Romeo and Juliet? I never understood why Romeo, he took the poison so quick, you know? I feel like he could have waited or something.
That's the way they took the poison in those days.
He nods.
Hey, you gonna eat here? Look at the menu.
No, I just have tea with lemon. Started drinking tea recently, you know? It's really a lot more refined.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All those women executives in my office, they all drink tea with lemon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and they noticed that I do, too.
Yeah. I like coffee, you know? I drink coffee.
Yeah.
She chews on her gum, stroking her chin.
You see, like, I've only been with this agency a really short time, but, already I'm functioning in a kind of a public relations capacity, you know, and if I fill in for the agents when they're elsewhere. Like, this week, you know, I had business lunches with Eric Clapton at Lacoste Basque and Cat Stevens at Le Madrigal.
Oh, far out.
Yeah. You heard of those restaurants, huh?
No, I don't know those exact restaurants. I know the type.
Yeah, but you must have heard of the artists.
No, I'm only, you know, not really.
So what'd you say far out for?
Because it sounded like far out, wasn't it? I mean,
well, yeah.
We'd like a lemon with some tea now, and I'd like a cheeseburger and some coffee.
She intently sizes him up as he lights a cigarette.
Hey, you know who came in the office the other day?
Huh?
Laurence Olivier.
Who's that?
Who's Laurence Olivier? You don't know who he is?
He shakes his head.
Laurence Olivier, man, he's the greatest actor in the whole world. Oh, come on, you know who he is. He's the English actor, the one on television that does all those Polaroid commercials. You know, Laurence Olivier.
Oh, him. Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
He is good.
Well, anyway, he comes in the office, right? So I just do a few errands for him. So he goes around, he tells everybody in the entire office, he says, I'm the brightest, I'm the most, the thatchest thing in the entire office he's seen in years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that you could get, like, a camera from him and, like, a discount?
I didn't ask him about a camera.
Because you got one already, right? You slap box.
Okay, look, you enjoying all this stuff I'm telling you?
Sure, I think it's good.
I just think maybe you can't handle hearing about a kind of life that is so completely different than yours.
You mean better, don't you?
Yes, I mean better. Sure, it's better.
Can I have some ketchup, please?
I mean, I'm out of this scene almost completely, you know, this Bay Ridge scene. I'm moving into Manhattan. I'm getting my own apartment. I'm changing. I'm really changing as a person, and I'm growing. You know what I mean? Nobody has any idea how much I'm growing.
When's you go on a diet?
She places her finger to her teeth, as if considering.
Okay, listen. I like it. We could dance together. That's it. We could just dance together, and nothing more, nothing personal. I don't want you coming on to me.
Why not?
Because I don't think guys like you anymore for one thing. You're too young, you haven't got any class, and yeah, I'm sick of jerk-off guys ain't got their shit together.
Come on, it's easy to get your shit together. All you need is a salad bowl and a potato masher. Get your shit together. Would you like to know what I do?
It's not necessary.
I'll tell you what I do. I work in a paint store, and I got raised this week.
Right. You work in a paint store, right?
Yeah.
You probably live with your family, you hang out with your buddies, and on Saturday night you go, you blow it all off 2001, right?
That's right.
You're a cliche. You're nowhere, on your way to no place.
His smile fades.
What do you got, a fucking Stairway to the Stars or what?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm taking a course night at the new school. Next semester, I'm gonna take two. Now, you probably didn't get no college, did you?
No, I did not.
Well, did you ever think about going to college?
No.
Not ever?
No, Jew?
Well, not back then, no.
What the fuck you bugging me about for?
Well, why not? Why didn't you ever want to go to college?
Just fuck off for you, did not,
right? No, really, tell me, why not?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't.
They stare at each other. It's dark as they leave the diner.
The thing is, the high get of 2001 is just dancing. It's not being a best or nothing like that. You know, the thing is that I would like to get that high someplace else in my life, you know?
Like where?
I don't know where. I don't know. Someplace. You see, dancing, it can't last forever. It's a short-lived kind of thing. But I'm getting older, you know? And
You know, I feel like, you know, so what? I'm getting old. Does that mean, like, I can't feel that way about nothing left in my life, you know? Is that it?
Listen, we got a split here.
No, I'll walk you the rest of the way.
No, I'll meet you at the dance studio, just like you said, okay?
Stephanie, I can walk you home.
Look, nothing personal, right?
Oh, come on, Stephanie, I can walk you.
She walks off.
Ah, Jesus Christ! You know...
In frustration, he kicks over a bin and hurries off into the night. Three of the guys are on the pavement by the car.
No, where he is. Did you call him?
No.
Tony emerges from the darkness of the badly lit street.
What's the matter? What's going on?
It's Gus, man. He's in the hospital. Just fix him.
Spanish parents.
They're in Cooties.
Hey, that's my fucking car!
Get the car!
Give me the keys.
You're asking for it.
You know, I can't believe it. I just saw him.
He could have run, you know? But he hung tight. That's Gus.
Don't worry about it, right? I got in the hospital to see him. He got a broken nose, busted ribs, a broken leg, and 4 teeth knocked out.
Shit.
I mean, all he was doing was walk along the street carrying his groceries and treat him to a shove number on him. Spill his fucking groceries into the street. So, you know, he sort of says under his breath, grease balls, spick dicks, and they laid into him.
The car driven by Tony speeds into moving traffic, headlights blazing. Now it moves along a gloomy, deserted side street.
All right, go check it out.
Double J gets out holding a wheel brace. As he warily looks around, the car cruises with the passenger door held slightly ajar. Eventually, the car pulls up to the curb, and Double J climbs back into the front seat.
What are you in there, man?
They pull away.
All right, this is what we're gonna do. We're just gonna cruise around till there's enough of them that we can handle.
Yeah, we'll just pick off a couple on the street, yeah.
Oh, you, that's pussy, man.
Yeah,
girl, you're fucked
there,
up. You know
Joe,
that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'll forget him. Get him tomorrow.
The old car labors to a halt by Tony's house.
All right, dream good. Jerk off better.
As he gets out, Bobby, who owns the car, confides.
Tony, I'm getting married.
Will you cut it with that shit?
Now listen, I just want to let you know, all right?
All right, look, if you get married, we'll all go with you on your honeymoon, all right?
Will? Okay.
Good.
Take it easy.
Come on, Bobby, get in the car.
Hey, you know, we should go to hospital tomorrow. You know what I'm talking? And you cool off. You know? All right, good night.
The reprimanded Double J stares sullenly. Dinner. Father Frank's photo is still on the mantel, but his place at the table is empty as the others pick miserably at their food. No one looks up, and Mrs. Monero's meal appears untouched as she chews anxiously on her thumb. Her eyes nervously flick in Tony's direction.
Tony, what did you say to Father Frank Jr.?
What?
What did you say to him? What did you do?
Yeah, what did you say?
What are you talking about?
You must have said something to him. You sleep in the same room, you talk to him, the next night he stays out all night, he don't come back.
I said nothing to him.
Priest staying out all night.
A priest is not a priest no more, and he's grown up, so he can do what he wants.
Something you said to him.
Oh, yeah, you trying to blame me that he ain't a priest no more?
You've been writing to him.
Oh, I don't believe this. You're trying to hang this on me.
Forget it. Oh, no, he called. In a couple of days, he's going to see he's wrong. He's going through like a trial of the soul, you know? He's going back to the church. He's going back.
No, he won't. He's not going back to the church.
He's going back to the church. I'm telling you. He's going back.
He's not ever going back. You know what? You don't got a priest no more. And you got no saint. You got nothing but 3 shit children now. Good. Good.
Standing furiously over her, Tony immediately appears to regret his words. He sits down remorsefully as his mother buries her face in her hands.
I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I never say that. I love you, Mom. I really do.
Close to tears himself, he goes to comfort her, but she waves him away, her face a mask of pain and confusion. Annette is again waiting in the dark outside the dance studio. Tony walks up briskly, shoulders slightly hunched.
How you doing, Annette?
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, look, Annette, I gotta tell you something, right? It's very hard to tell you this, but I changed my mind about us dancing together. I got another partner. look, it's professional, you know what I mean? Like, it's like things like this happen when it's professional.
She's in tears.
Oh, Jesus Christ, my fucking mother, now you.
Why do you hate me so much? All I ever did to you was like you.
Give me a break, huh?
He goes inside, leaving her alone with her regrets. In a tight-fitting red shirt and dark trousers, he styles his hair in the studio mirror while he smokes. As he turns away from his reflection, Stephanie shows up in a violet leotard and high heels.
Hi.
You late?
5 minutes, that's not late. How long you been here?
I don't know, 6, 7, something like that.
Pizza, you been here 15?
Oh, who's he? Yeah, I got some records over here. I don't know if you like them or not. You like these guys?
Yeah, super.
You do the New York hustle or the Latin hustle or what?
New York, Latin, I do it all.
Okay. He's put the record on and they face each other. After a brief, slightly awkward hesitation, Tony smiles and encircles her waist with one arm. They clasp hands and tentatively start to dance. The initial uncertainty evaporates as the music plays. Both now seem confident.
Follow me this time.
He leads her in a series of elaborate twirls and dips.
That's really nice. What did you do, make that up?
Yeah. No, I saw it on TV first, and then I made it up.
Hey, you know what? I know this one. Like, what I did...
Wait a minute. This is super. Why don't we just check something out?
He runs out of the studio and down a corridor to look in another room. Hurrying back, he goes straight to the record player and takes the record off the turntable. This time he takes Stephanie by the hand and they hot-foot it down the corridor into a much bigger and plusher studio.
Okay, stay right there.
Tony takes the record into a DJ booth where the walls are decorated with vinyl albums and a sign reads Employees Only. He lowers the stylus.
Now we can dance.
Okay, let me show you the step, okay? The Latin one I was going to show you, okay? I'll take your hand like this and come. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Okay, I got that. Okay. That's good.
They perform the movement. Tony pouts appreciatively.
That's good, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you know the tango hustle?
Yeah.
Here, let's try that.
In the large bare studio, they face each other, clasped hands outstretched in front. In perfect synchronization, they execute the steps, twirls, and high kicks of the tango hustle. He lifts and spins her around as she stretches out, cradled in his arms. She leans back dramatically. He arches above her, and they look deeply into each other's eyes. Straightening up, they then lock hands, twirling each other round and round. Leaning out from each other, but still holding hands, they relax back into the twirl, which steadily increases in speed. As they spin, their faces beam with exhilaration. Later on the street, it's dark.
Would you like some coffee?
Yeah. No, look, I really gotta go home.
Something. I like you when you're like this. When you're quiet and you ain't laying all that shit on me and everything.
Oh, yeah? Well, as a matter of fact, guess who I had lunch with today? Paul Anka.
Well, I had to open my big mouth, right?
It was very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Very, very intelligent fellow.
You cream over that word interesting, don't you?
Well, what's wrong with interesting?
I don't know. Something. You know, I want to tell you something. I've never told you this before, but I think you're full of shit.
Oh, you do you, huh?
Yeah. Except I'm not sure how much is shit and how much is bullshit.
Oh, listen, when you figure it out, just let me know, all right?
We should really practice a couple more times, maybe go to 2001 with a crowd. How about Saturday? Would that be good?
Maybe.
Stefan, I want to ask you something, all right? Oh, I'm going to say it. Do you think that I am either interesting or intelligent?
Interesting, yeah. Yeah. Intelligent? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I gotta know you better. You know what I mean? You got a way of putting things together, you know? Seeing things a certain way. Interesting? Yeah, yeah. Intelligent? Yeah, maybe. Maybe intelligent.
Well, what do you know?
Da-da-sh. All right.
Hey, Stephanie, how come we never talk about how we feel when we're dancing? How come we never talk about that?
Good night and thanks.
No, but look, maybe I can walk you the rest of the way. Let me do that.
Nope.
She moves off, then turns to him.
You shouldn't have asked. You should have just done it.
Oh, hot stuff. Jesus.
The club is again packed with energetic dancers. In her spangled G-string, the topless dancer shakes what she's got on a raised stage. Someone passes a joint to the DJ. Tony enters, this time accompanied by his brother Frank Jr., who's dressed soberly in jumper, shirt, and tie.
Hey, what's happening, Tony? Hey, how you doing?
In the dappled light, they make their way slowly through the throng of people. Frank Jr. looks slightly bemused. Frank Jr. seems impressed that Tony is a well-known face here, and beneath the starscape of colored lights, they make their way to the seating area, followed by the guys. Frank Jr.
Well, you guys have the Moses effect. You arrive and a crowd parts like the Red Sea.
How you like it, Father?
What, Father? I look like your father?
Please don't call me that. I never could stand that.
But yeah, I think the place is, energizing.
Hey, great. It's all right, man.
It's great, man. It's a good place.
The new record ups the intensity of the dancers.
Are you as good in bed as you are on that dance floor?
She smiles cheekily. The guys grin.
Well, are you? Are you as good in bed as you are on the dance floor?
Hey, you never made it in a bed.
Watch this. This name, a regular partner, but just see.
Tony removes his jacket and hangs it on his chair.
Oh, what are you going to have to drink? We'll get you some, huh?
77.
He joins the girl and they proceed towards the dance floor. His arm encircles her waist, her hand cups his bottom. Under the multicolored lights, they're instantly in the groove.
So when's Connie gonna get her answer, huh?
You know, Connie.
Yeah?
If you're as good in bed as you're on the dance floor, I bet you wouldn't lousy fuck.
So how come they always send me flowers the next day, huh?
You know, some guys don't know a lousy fuck when they got one, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Maybe they thought she was dead.
Father, want to hear something? Listen, I got a girlfriend of mine, you know, she's such a good Catholic, Father. She tells me she loves the taste of communion wafers.
Bobby's comment to Frank Jr. leaves everyone cold.
Hey, Mr. Monero, could I talk to you for a second?
What's he doing?
Frank, yeah, listen.
Back on the floor.
Oh, forget this.
Tony steps out alone.
Look out, give the kid some room. He's taking over again.
All right, go,
Tony.
The floor clears as Tony steps out alone. The only other person on the lighted tiles is his now redundant partner. He shimmies down and with right arm outstretched, points around the room as he slowly turns. Thrusting his hips, he energetically sidesteps, pointing out to the side and down to the floor. The watching crowd beam with delight. Backstepping to the rear of the floor, he shuffles, spins and claps on the beat. He makes a rapid wave motion with clasped hands, raising it from chest height to above his head. He grins broadly. Now he shimmies to the rear of the floor, returning to center stage with a small jump which lands in a sliding half splits. With one leg bent, he performs floor turns and spins. He pushes himself upright with one arm and, shuffling into a Cossack-style dance with folded arms, moves forward, executing repeated drops onto wide knees. Now he performs a series of rapid floor drops, followed by a high jump splits. He struts off the dance floor. Frank Jr.
He's very good, yeah. He's the king out there, father. He's the best. Hey, man, he's great. He's great. No man.
Frank Jr. beams. Bobby.
Can I talk to your second father?
Yeah, call me Frank.
Frank. Frank, listen.
Yeah.
Come here, you want to hear something? Listen. I got my girlfriend, you know? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Come here for a sec. Listen, Frank. Want to hear something? I got a lot of ideas. But see, like, I was reading up about the Pope. Hey, father.
Yeah, sure. Frank.
Yeah, Frank. Yeah, Frank. Okay, Frank. Yeah, listen, Frank. I got a girlfriend, you know? She's Pauline. Her name's Pauline, and...
Yeah.
I...
What do you mean? You get her pregnant?
Yes, I did, yes. Yes, I did. She loves the taste of communion wafers. Well, I got a lot of ideas, you know, swimming around in my head, and I was reading a lot of stuff lately. I heard, like, the Pope, he gives, special, you know, what is
dispensation?
It? Yeah. You think the Pope could give Pauline an abortion?
Can he give you a dispensation for an abortion?
Yeah, you think he could do this?
Frank looks despairingly away.
I don't think so, Bob.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe he could do it. Maybe.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I don't think so.
I was just
thinking. Did you talk to your priest about it?
Yeah, I talked to everybody about it. And I talked to a lot of people. All right, thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot, all right? It's like you pay. It's funny, huh?
Don't forget, everybody. This is when two met. Disco University.
Tony moves from the dance floor to the club's lobby.
Stephanie
McGonnell?
No.
No? I know Stephanie.
Did she come in yet?
No, she didn't get it yet.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Looking exasperated, Tony walks off, mopping his brow and neck with a handkerchief. Back in the dance area, Frank Jr.
Tony, that was really great.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna go home now, eh?
You're gonna go home?
Yeah.
Oh, no, stay a little longer, Frank. It's nice just beginning right
now. Yeah, I know, but it's not my scene, you know?
No.
Come on, you didn't expect me to stay a whole night, did you?
No, I didn't. Yes, I thought maybe you'd stay a little more. No, it's not your scene, of course not.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Don't worry about it, it's not, you know. So what, eh? Come on, walk to the door.
Hey, you know, your dancing is really marvelous. It's exciting. I mean, it's exciting to watch you out there. They can't keep their eyes off. Look, I gotta go now, okay?
All right, well, have a good night. I'll see you later, right? Hey, she come in or what?
Hey, you just asked me. I told you she isn't here.
At the seating area.
Tony, your brother, is he okay? He's fine. He just had a stomach thing. I don't know.
Joey and Double J leave. Annette moves in on Tony.
We could make it now.
What?
We ain't practicing, seeing each other like you said, so we could make it.
Look, Annette, we make it when I decide, all right? No other time. Right. When I say so, all right?
I'll just make it with somebody else.
Who?
Somebody. I don't care. Anybody here.
Oh, somebody here?
Yeah. Double J, Joey,
Oh, the fuck you will. Hey, look, hey, Bobby, look, we're gonna go out to the car, and when I get back, we'll go to the bridge, all right?
Annette smiles triumphantly. In the car.
You fixed? Huh?
Hmm?
You fixed?
What do you mean?
You know, you on a pill or what?
No.
No? What do you got, the IOU, that thing? Huh?
No.
No diaphragm? Nothing?
It doesn't matter, though.
You don't got nothing?
It doesn't matter. Tony, I love you.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, forget it.
He sits up.
Just give me a blowjob, right? Come on.
The guys stagger up to the car.
Just a minute.
Forget it.
Just fix yourself up. Everything was cool. Everything was all right. You had a good time.
The guys get into the car. Throwing Tony his jacket, Double J has a cigarette inserted in each nostril. He grins inanely, then removes one.
Been it? Cigarette?
She looks at him coolly.
Guess not.
The beat-up car veers onto a turnoff for the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Against a backdrop of twinkling lights, the car pulls up on the bridge. Tony, Joey, and Double J all dive out and head for the parapet. Joey leaps across and clings onto the cables on which the suspension bridge hangs. He shins up it and then slowly slides down. Annette and Bobby watch from the car. Tony salutes an imaginary audience and then sashays along a narrow metal beam as if he's still on the dance floor. Looking increasingly concerned, Annette lowers her window. As Tony struts, he grins with a hint of arrogance.
Annette, can you dig it? I knew that you could.
Tight-lipped, she's not amused. Now Double J tries to shift the large lights which sit on the parapet. Tony joins them.
Come on, Tony, let's get him!
In the car, Bobby seems increasingly worried.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, Tony! Hey, come on, let's get the fucking selfish motherfucker! Hey, touch your hand, eh?
Double J hammers his chest. He leaps and grabs a metal strut. His face registers panic as his hands begin to slip. At the same time, Joey falls. Terrified, Annette rushes from the car and peers wide-eyed over the edge. Her face registers disbelief.
You fuckers!
The guy stands smiling on a lower level.
You stupid bitch.
Still behind the wheel, Bobby smiles, looking bitter. Annette storms away from the parapet. Daylight. Tony and Frank Jr. come out of the house, each carrying a suitcase.
Yeah, I wish you were staying longer, you know, Frank. Ex-police don't stay back home. Listen, everyone's too shocked and disgraced. Family raises a priest. They think they've scored points in heaven. Now they're gonna lose them.
Hey, Boyd. How you doing? Okay. We better get moving on. I gotta pick some people on the way.
Okay. Listen, we gotta keep in touch.
Yeah, you gonna like this settlement house, or what do you think?
It'll do until I figure out my next move.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about me?
Are you gonna do something with your dancing, Tom?
I don't know. People ask me all the time. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I feel like my whole life, right? I've been told I'm the no good in the family, and that...
Tony, the only way you're gonna survive is to do what you think is right, not what they keep trying to jam you into. You let them do that, and you're gonna end up nothing but miserable. Huh?
Tony looks pensive. Frank smiles and embraces him.
Hey, have a good trip, right?
Yeah. I left you something in your room.
What'd you leave me?
Souvenir.
Money. Give me money.
Back in his room, Tony sees Frank's souvenir. It's his priest's collar. He picks it up and looks at it thoughtfully. Seeing his reflection in the mirror, he fastens it round his neck and stares at himself. Fiddling with the front of the collar, he pulls it up and over so it looks like a hangman's noose. In the dance studio, Stephanie is limbering up. A somber Tony comes in behind her. She eventually sees him.
Oh. So what are you staying there for?
How come you wasn't there Saturday night?
I didn't say I was gonna be there Saturday night.
Fuck you didn't.
I said maybe. Maybe's a maybe. I didn't think you could go and get upset about it.
Oh, forget upset. I'm not upset. It's just that we needed to practice. I mean, you know, you should have been here.
All right. Let's practice then.
You can't. I didn't bring the records because I didn't think you was going to be here.
Yeah, so what'd you come for, huh?
She looks defiantly at him. He smiles.
Stugatz. You know Stugatz?
Yeah. I know Stugatz.
All right, we'll use some of this stuff.
If you're not of a mind to break up, you might do...
Tony joins the guys.
What's up?
We've been waiting, man. Pete said you was practicing, you know. Hey, Tony, we were cruising you-know-who. Looking good.
No, don't talk about that. Talk about me. Stephanie, this is Joey. This is Double J. This is Bobby C.
How you doing, Stephanie?
Hi. How do you do?
Stephanie.
You a dancer?
Yeah.
You hungry?
Yeah.
What do you want to eat, huh?
I'm gonna change and then.
All right.
Hey,
ooh,
man,
home.
What my rock? She got my rock. She learned how to act. Got nice tits.
Later at a burger bar.
It's like I'm gonna be traveling, you know, promotional tours with authors and performers. Of course, I'm gonna hate to leave Manhattan even briefly. There's certain ballets and concerts I'm just gonna have to miss.
Hey, tell them about the people coming to the office. That's what they want to hear. Tell them that.
Oh, you know who came in today? This guy David Bowie. He comes in, he has this Azkaban coat, right?
He's a faggot.
He's a half faggot, man.
Hey, relax. Come on, sit down.
You mean he's a bisexual?
Yeah, he swings both ways, men and boys.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Funny.
Well, you know who came in today? Joe Namath. You know Joe Namath? He comes in and he wanted some coffee, so I brought him some coffee, and then he asked me to sit down and have some coffee with him.
You had coffee with Joe Namath?
Yeah, that's right. We were talking a little bit. He wanted to know what it was like to be 21. And I told him I didn't know, because I was just 20.
Yeah? What else?
That's all.
Ain't that enough?
Hey, don't you never chew, Tony. Don't you never chew.
Hey, look, when my mother dies, I'll give you the job, right?
You know what's going down your throat, man? Big chunks of hamburger, you know? Big gobs, like dog food, dog friskies, doggy yummies. You know something, Joey? He's gonna turn into a dog. No,
mother! Double J shoves a whole burger in Joey's mouth. Barking, they surround the embarrassed Tony. Stephanie laughs. The staff and other customers stare, startled at the performance. Leaving the burger bar. Bobby.
Stephanie, listen, can I talk to you for a second? I was listening to what you said in there before, and you seem to know a lot of people and a lot of places and a lot of things. I got a friend of mine, you know, he's a very good friend of mine, and he got a girlfriend. He got a girlfriend, and I wanted to know if you had to make a choice between getting an abortion and have to get married to somebody, what would you do?
Well, who'd I have to marry?
You'd have to marry me. You'd have to marry me. Yeah.
I think I get an abortion. Hey, so long, Tony.
It's very nice meeting you.
Bobby looks bewildered.
So what'd you guys think of her?
Hey, Tony, I liked her. I thought she was nice. I liked her a lot.
Yeah? She's a snotty bitch, man. She's cool. You just gotta get to know her, that's all.
Hey, Tony, did you fuck her yet?
What do you think?
I don't think so.
I mean, you guys got a lot of growing up to do, you know that? A lot of growing up. You're babies.
In the paint shop.
Hey, Mr. Fusco. Look, I need the afternoon off.
Sam's out, Harold's sick. Here, take me.
But I got him, Mr. Fusco.
Sorry, Tony.
Well, look, all I'm asking for is one afternoon off. I've been here almost 8 months. I didn't miss a day yet.
Not today, Tony.
Oh, come on, Mr. Fusco. Some of those farts, they miss 3-4 days at a time. You'll say nothing to them.
Hey, cool off.
Look, I got to have the afternoon off. I'm taking it.
You do, you're fired.
I'm doing it.
Then you're fired.
Then fuck you, asshole.
Tony. Tony, I don't want to marry Pauline. I don't give a fuck about this cunt.
Marry you.
Tony, I gotta marry her. Fuck it, she won't get the abortion. Everyone says I gotta marry her, Tony.
Who says that?
Oh, fuck her fucking parents, my fucking parents, a fucking priest on the corner, a fucking high school guidance counselor. Tony, I'm paralyzed. I got no more control. I mean, you and me, Tony, we've been friends for so long. I'm hurting.
Tony stares at him.
Shit. You're always together, and I'm always fucking up, and you're always all right, you know?
I know. Oh, come on. Everybody fucks up. Really? Don't worry about nothing.
You're great.
I'm in a terrible rush. I hate to leave you like this. You got no idea how much I appreciate this. I mean, this car is very important for me today, you know?
Will you call me tonight?
Yeah, I'll call you. Like, don't worry about nothing, all right?
All right.
Take care.
I'll talk to you later, then?
Yeah.
Call me tonight, right?
Yeah.
You gonna call me tonight?
Tony drives off, leaving a forlorn-looking Bobby on the pavement. He's close to tears as he trudges away in his white platform shoes and light blue leather jacket. A smartly dressed Stephanie appears at the door of a raised white clapboard house fringed by a neat garden. She descends the steps to the street while Tony secures a bed base to the car roof.
You know, Stephanie, this got me fired.
What?
This got me fired. You know, you couldn't do it on Sunday, so my boss, he fired me.
Well, I just wanted to get everything in, you know, so I could start fixing up when I move in on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, nobody bitched at my office. I got the whole day off. Hey, I'm sorry.
Oh, sure, no problem. No big deal. I can handle it.
They pull away in the soft glow of winter sunshine. Now they're crossing the Brooklyn Bridge towards Manhattan. The skyscrapers are silhouetted against the clear sky. They pull into a parking space in a car-lined street. Tony gets out and starts to unload a box from the rear seat. Stephanie waits on the pavement holding keys. They mount the steps leading to the front door of the brownstone apartment building. Inside.
Here, come on. Now, put that over here.
Hey.
A middle-aged man.
I thought you were going to be out of town.
I postponed the trip.
He kisses her on the lips. She seems uncomfortable.
Jay, this is Tony Manero. He's a friend. Tony, this is Jay Langhart.
Unspecified status. How do you do?
He shakes Tony's hand.
Well, I've decided to leave you all the furniture.
What, are you kidding? You're not going to take any of this stuff?
No, I'm going to start fresh. What the hell? You picked out most of it anyway.
Well, super.
Stephanie, I told you not to say super. Nobody says super anymore. can I get you a beer, a glass of wine?
No, man, like it's all right. Hey, I read that book you told me to, you know, the...
Kerr or the Lawson?
The Kerr.
Should have read the Lawson. Listen, if I can help you guys move in, you just say the word, we'll be glad to help.
Stephanie looks a bit lost. Tony is tight-lipped, seemingly unimpressed. Stony-faced, they exchange a long look.
I get the rest of the stuff.
He leaves. Stephanie looks mortified. In the sunlight, Tony is waiting by the steps as Stephanie comes out.
Stephanie, who is that guy?
Oh, he's a ranger, record producer. He wants to do films. Oh, he's gonna move now to a more expensive apartment. I met him at the agency. He didn't want his wife to know how much money he had until the divorce was final. Come on, let's go.
I mean, who is he to you, Stephanie? That's what I'm talking about.
Tony looks deadly serious.
He's a friend of mine, okay? He's a friend. And I was living with him for a little while.
Are you in love with this man or what? I mean, tell me the story. I mean, that's all I'm asking.
No, I'm not. We had a thing, you know? It didn't work out, and it's over now, and he's my friend, and he still likes me.
He likes you. Likes you to have you around for quick peace when he feels like
it. Help me, man. You don't know what it's like at that place. It's crazy. You don't know shit. You know? I didn't know how to do stuff, so I'd go to him, and I would ask him, and he would tell me how to do things, and then I'd go back to work, and everything would be all right. Otherwise, I'd be walking around like an idiot, going, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And he helps me. He does.
Helps you what? Get in and out of the sack? Is that what he helps you do?
He helped me.
Sure.
What the hell you expect me to do, man? What do you expect me to do? He helped me.
She sobs painfully. He looks impotent, faced with her show of emotion.
Don't cry about it. I mean, you know. All right, so we helped you. That's good for you. All right, come on. Let's get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about nothing. Stephanie, don't. Look, we'll stop here for a while. We'll sit down, all right?
No, stop. Just take me home. Just take me home.
No, no, come on. We'll sit here for a while, all right? Just don't worry about nothing.
Now he looks upset. With his arm round her shoulders, they walk from the car.
It's pretty, isn't it?
He guides her to a riverside bench overlooked by the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. A handful of people lean on railings enjoying the view. They sit side by side. He looks at her intently, and then out towards the bridge which majestically spans the Grey River.
See how tall that bridge is? That bridge, that tower right there goes up 690 feet. They got 40 million cars going across there a year. 127,000 tons of steel is involved in that. The concrete there, they got almost 750,000 yards of concrete. That's right. The center span right there is 4,260 feet long. And with the on-ramps, it all together total, it's like something like 2.5 miles.
You know all about the bridge, don't you?
That's right. I know everything about the bridge. You know what else? They got a guy buried in the cement.
Yeah.
Know how it happened? Well, they was working on it apparently at the time. And I guess they were pouring the cement and he slipped off, you know, on the upper part of the bridge and, you know, fell in. Oh, fuck.
What a way to go.
I come down here a lot, you know, I get ideas.
Oh, yeah, what kind of ideas you get?
I don't know, daydreams, you know, I daydream a lot.
She leans on his shoulder, looking thoughtful, then lifts her hand and strokes the back of his neck. Tentatively, she kisses him gently on the cheek. He smiles with a hint of sadness. There are tears in his eyes, and he purses his lips as if struggling against the emotion. Tony strides decisively through the paint shop.
Hey, Mr. Fusco, come for what I got coming.
Tony, come on. Things got a little out of the collar, don't you think?
What are you talking about?
I don't want to lose you, Tony. You're a good kid. Customers like you. I want you to stay on.
You mean I ain't fired?
No. Come on.
Jesus Christ, don't believe this.
You got a future here, Tony. Here, Harold's with me 18 years since I opened. Mike, 15 years, huh? Come on, now, give Harold a hand. He's making a mess.
Tony appears sobered by this information. At the studio, Stephanie and Pete are dancing together in perfect unison. Coming in, Tony is stopped in his tracks as he sees the pair clearly enjoying themselves.
Pete, what are you doing?
They break apart.
Trying to get up to 70%?
Whoa, man. I didn't know you hung your label on her.
Pete strides off.
What are you doing? That guy's the biggest cunt hound in Bay Ridge.
Oh my God, I've been in serious danger.
It's no fucking joke, Stephanie. That guy's a fucking sleazy whore.
I was dancing with the fella, you know, dancing.
No, forget it.
Come on, let's dance.
You disgust me, you know that?
What do you mean? Tony, I was just dancing with the guy.
Now Tony storms off. On the street, Annette is waiting for him.
Come on, Annette, what do you want?
Just look.
She fumbles in her bag and holds something out to him. Tony looks disbelieving, Annette expectant.
Oh, Jesus.
As he walks off, Annette is left blankly holding a handful of foil-wrapped condoms, which she expressionlessly empties back into her bag. In darkness, the car pulls up to a pavement. Double J gets out alone, while the others watch as they cruise slowly. Double J peers through the paint-stained window of a nondescript building. Inside there are people playing pool, smoking and drinking. He gestures to the others and scurries back to the car.
Beautiful, man. They got 6 or 7 of them in there and a couple of chicks.
Well, listen, why don't we wait down till it gets down to about 3-4 people?
You want a 2?
Tony!
All right, I'm thinking.
Tony, listen, you gotta help.
Shut up!
Grabbing the steering wheel.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Double J?
Shut your back up!
What, are you crazy?
Tony, I'm gonna get married!
Shut up!
Aiming the car at the Barracuda Club.
Come on! It's a guy!
In an explosion of glass and dust, the car smashes through the garage door entrance to the club. Joey, Double J and Tony leap out and immediately attack their targets. One gets thrown across the bonnet of the car. A bottle is smashed over Double J's head. Bobby is still behind the steering wheel. In the chaos, a knife flashes. Still in the car, Bobby is grabbed in a headlock.
Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing, huh?
Bobby puts the car into rapid reverse and speeds backwards into the street with his assailant hanging on. Eventually, he lets go as the car accelerates off. The fistfights in the club continue. A woman smashes a chair across the back of Tony's head. He collapses and she starts to bang his head on the floor. Joey pummels his opponent with heavy punches to the stomach.
Don!
He pulls off Tony's adversary.
Tom, come here, it's me! Come on! You okay?
Dragging Tony. As if from some predetermined signal, everyone scatters from the club.
He kicked it, man! Where is he?
On cue, Bobby pulls up. They dash for the sanctuary of the car, finding it difficult in their panic to open the doors. Tony, his face badly cut, to Bobby.
Where the hell was you? Huh?
Tony, I was driving around. I was looking for you. Where were you?
Bobby stares doggedly ahead. The others look at him incredulously. At the hospital, Gus's head is bandaged and his leg is in traction.
Hey, Gus, did you get the number of the truck to hit you?
Don't make me laugh, all right? Hey.
Look at this. We don't love you, right?
Right. Yeah. We got him.
Is that her?
Yeah, really, yeah. Really?
You guys really, you really kick their ass.
Hey, come on, we got them where they breathe, yeah. Huh? Italian style.
Yeah, that's great, you know. Only, you know, ain't so sure it's the Barracudas.
The smiles fade from the guys' faces. They look shell-shocked. Gus looks nervous.
Hey, what are you talking about? You said it was.
No, I said it probably was.
Don't be pulling our legs now.
Wait a minute. You said it probably was.
That's right. That's what probably, you told us.
I said probably because I wasn't sure, you know? I mean, it could have been a Spanish bird.
Stupid fucking bastard. We almost got our heads busted.
Yeah? Not you, lover.
Double J looks accusingly at Bobby. The bruises and band-aids on the three warriors' faces contrast with Bobby's unmarked countenance. He wilts beneath their unrelenting stare.
You got some fucking pair of balls on you, you know that, Gus?
Hey, come on. Hey, you know, I had to say something, right? I mean, I had to lay somebody out for it, right?
What, are you stupid?
Yeah, I mean,
you can't see who hurt you, right?
Oh, my God, what are you doing,
huh? If I said I didn't know who it was, it would have got off, come on.
Yeah, well, fuck you, Gus. You know what I feel like doing? I feel like breaking your broken leg. That's what I feel like doing.
Hey,
come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, God, I can't fucking things.
You want to know something? I could have killed him.
You couldn't kill a fucking crab like.
Oh, shit, what do you think I am? You think I'm a coward?
What do you think you are?
Enough of that shit already. I'm bored. I'm bored with it, all right?
Looking self-conscious, Stephanie waits alone outside 2001 Odyssey. A poster reads, Annual Disco Dance Contest. Grand prize, $500. Tony, Double J, and Joey stride up.
Hey, look at this. You're beautiful, babe.
Hey, come on. We got the winners here. Let's get a table. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get a table.
Tony and Stephanie stare at each other.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Looking at his band-aid.
And what happened to your face, huh?
Oh, I cut myself shaving.
With a switchblade, huh?
Come on.
Inside, three trophies are on display, labeled first prize, second prize, and third prize. Judges watch intently as a couple throw extravagant shapes on the dance floor.
Climb aboard my magic carpet and let us take a ride to the Oasis.
As the guys and Stephanie watch from the sidelines, Annette pushes past, throwing the oblivious Stephanie a charged look. The dancing couple perform their complex steps in perfect time as the luminous dance floor pulsates colorfully beneath them. Picking the lady up, the man quickly swings her up and in along his left side, then along his right. Finally, she spreads her legs and swings right into him, and then up, out, and back onto the floor. Fans of the performing couple line the edge of the dance floor, smiling appreciatively.
Big hand for Shirley, Charles, and Chester Brown, give me everybody. Come on, fantastic.
What are you doing? Come on, be cool, everybody.
No way, no good, no way.
Now we have Stephanie Mangano and Tony Manero.
Come on.
All right.
Tony leads Stephanie by the hand onto the dance floor. As they take their position, Annette hustles Joey.
Joey, hey, give me another one of those, huh?
Hey, come on, you had
come on,
enough.
I like it, they're good, come on.
All right, get high, you know, it's your head.
That's right.
There you go.
The smile fades from Annette's face as she sees Tony and Stephanie gazing raptly at each other. The audience fringe the dance floor. Tony takes Stephanie in his arms and leans over her as she arches back with eyes closed. Now standing up, they perform a series of intricate steps, coming together, breaking away and twirling in time to the music. He is wearing a white suit and black shirt. She is dressed in a white knee-length frock. They smile confidently as they hold hands. She spins back into him. He places his hand on her hip. After mirroring each other's movements, they separate, moving slowly together again in a synchronized step. As their right arms encircle each other's waists, they extend their left arms and spin gracefully. Now the tango hustle. Right hands clasped, outstretched in front of them, they kick step across the floor. He lifts and spins her around as she stretches out, cradled in his arms. Again, he arches over her as she leans back into a drop. Their eyes lock as if they are the only ones in the club. Smiling, he tenderly lifts her into an embrace. As they spin around gently, she returns his smile, and they kiss passionately with eyes closed. Finally, relinquishing the kiss, they again stare into each other's eyes. In the blue light, their faces are almost expressionless, as if surprised by the intensity of emotion. Now they smile warmly at each other as the routine continues. They leave the dance floor, stepping in time to the music. Tony leads, Stephanie follows behind with her left hand on his shoulder. On the sidelines, Joey looks ecstatic. Annette pops a pill and swigs from a bottle. Bobby is grim-faced. Joey grabs the bottle from Annette, who turns away. The judges confer while Tony and Stephanie are mobbed by well-wishers.
Hey, be cool. Here now we have couple number 15. The Puerto Rican Puerto Riqueño. Aquí tenemos a Maria, Hector, Isidro Rodriguez. Aquí vienen, aquí.
Smiling, the Puerto Rican couple leave their friends and take to the floor. Tony applauds but looks anxious. Each with one hand clasping, the couple dramatically separate, then rejoin several times. He supports her as she leans back deeply. Now they energetically free spin away from each other before mirroring each other's movements. This is a much more physical performance than those preceding. Tony looks serious as he swigs his beer. Tony.
Jesus Christ, so fucking good. How could they be? It's fixed. Look at him greasing up the floor.
A As the lights flash, the man lifts his partner into a prolonged spin. Her legs stretch out as she clings one-handed around his neck. Stephanie and Tony's faces register a mixture of astonishment and anxiety as they watch this confident, technically accomplished, physically demanding performance. As the couple leave the floor, they are embraced by friends. Meanwhile, Tony and Stephanie look on, stunned. To Tony.
No contest, man, no contest.
I don't want to hear that shit. They was fucking better than us.
They weren't better, they was different, that's all. Just different.
Bullshit.
All right, folks. We have decision the judges. In third place, we have Elizabeth and Joseph Kerser. Come on, man.
The couple step up to receive their prize from Monty, the DJ.
Second prize from Puerto Rico. We have Cesar Martinez.
Tony remains grim. The guys and Stephanie look relieved. The prize is handed over to the smiling couple.
In first place, the coolest, the first day I broke the boogie woogie man, the man that gave you coolness, hotness, and everything you wanted. He was hot, he was right on. Stephanie McGonagall and Tony.
Stephanie looks ecstatic. Tony doesn't even crack a smile. He has to be dragged by Stephanie to receive the prize. Joey and Double J exchange high fives. Tony looks around with acute embarrassment as Stephanie receives the trophy. He seems all alone with his thoughts. Stephanie seems puzzled as he brusquely takes her by the hand and leads her decisively through the crowd. They are met by Joey and Double J, still sporting band-aids on their faces.
You put them down, is what you did.
No, huh? Prince.
You phony bastards. You know who should have won that contest. My own fucking friends can't even be straight with me. You gotta lie right through your fucking teeth. Come
What's
on.
Up your ass, man.
Look, we won it.
Stephanie, that was rigged. It's like family. They can't give it to no spick or no stranger. What are you, crazy?
We was just as good as they were, Tony, and I know it.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah.
The Puerto Rican couple are celebrating. Tony takes the trophy.
Come with me.
To the runners-up.
Excuse me. Congratulations. Yeah, I'd like to give you this, I'd like to give you that, because I think you deserve it, all right? Come on.
Just wait a minute.
God damn it, good is good. If the spicks are good, they deserve it. That's
yeah,
all there is to
it. They didn't win it.
That's a fucking shithole, you know that? A fucking shithole! God damn it. Friends are assholes I hang out with. I can't believe them sometimes, you know that? Everybody's got to dump on somebody, right? Of course. I mean, everybody can't do it straight, right? My pa goes to work, he gets dumped on, so he comes home and he dumps on my mother, right? Of course, right? Then the spicks, they dump on us, so we got to dump on the spicks, of course, right? Everybody's dumping on everybody. Even the humpin's dumping most of the time.
All right, okay, listen, would you just tell me what's wrong, okay? What is it?
Get in!
Just tell me.
They're at the car. Slowly, she gets into the back seat, followed by Tony.
What the hell is wrong with you?
He gives her a sideways look as if thinking, and then grabs her, kissing her passionately.
Stop it. Look, just stop it. Let me alone, man. Come on, get away.
You know, you're such a fucking cock teaser, you know that?
You fucking call me no goddamn cock teaser.
You are a cock teaser. Why are you hanging around with me?
Dancing, that's why.
Oh, dancing, huh?
Yeah.
Why else?
Oh, you want to know? It's bullshit. Yeah. That's why. Bullshit, man. I've just been dumping my bullshit all over you. Selling my act on you. Using you. Making you think that I love you. It's just off bullshit, man.
You fucking cock. You fucking...
Stop it. You stop it. Don't.
Oh. Oh, Stephanie.
She struggles out of the car, clutching her coat and bag. Tony painfully climbs out of the back seat. Annette and the guys roll up.
Yeah. I made it, you Tony.
Hey, Tony, come on. Let's go and give everybody a piece of snatch pie.
Yeah.
Joey kisses her.
Yeah, the fuck you are.
Whoa.
What are you doing with you, little fucks, man? You don't give a shit about her.
Joey and Double J leave Tony sprawled on the bonnet of a car.
Come on, man, get in the car.
Tony looks completely disillusioned and exhausted as he sees Annette kiss Joey, her arms draped round him.
One.
Two. Tony pushes Annette into the car. Now Annette and Joey are having sex in the back seat.
You'll fuck all night on this stage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you will. Joey, what you doing back there? Hey, you fuck. The first is always the best.
That's right.
Tony, stony-faced, is in the front seat.
Oh!
Annette suddenly looks unsure about what's happening.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Joey.
Her scared eyes flicker in the half-light. She looks close to tears.
Come on, Double J. You're up.
See you guys later, huh?
Double J gets out from the front seat. Tony stares straight ahead. He lies on top of the distraught Annette.
Fucky!
What's this shit with me? She's gotta cry?
No, come on.
Tony closes his eyes sadly. The car swerves onto the turnoff for the Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
Woo! Yeah!
Joey is doing a handstand on a metal stanchion. Bobby watches from behind the wheel.
Woo! Fuck! Double J! Come on, Double J! Come on!
Double J gets out from the back seat. He mounts the parapet, trousers round his knees, and gives a victory salute.
Yeah. Hey! No proof!
Joey joins him.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. All right. Woo. Fuck you, Manhattan! Come to Brooklyn!
Bobby gets out of the car and looks at the two guys on the parapet.
Mine's so big I gotta strap it to my leg.
He says I got the biggest thing in town.
Yeah?
Proud of yourself, man?
To Annette.
Is that what you wanted? Good. Now you're a cunt.
Fuck her out, baby!
Annette bolts tearfully from the back seat.
Where you going? Annette!
She looks down at the river. Tony follows her. Now alone, Bobby's gazing upwards.
Sorry.
Tony leads her back.
Sorry.
Bobby has shinned up one of the metal cables.
Hey, Bobby! Hey, you punk!
Tony!
Look at me!
Look at you, punk!
Bobby, get down! It's too dangerous!
Look at me, Tony! Hey, Tony! Look at me! Look! Hey, Tony!
He recklessly slides down.
I'm not kidding, Bobby. Get down from here.
I'm all right, Tony. I'm all right. Watch me.
Now he skips along the narrow metal parapet. Annette is horrified. Even the guys look worried.
Hey, Tony, look at me.
That's crazy. Now you're being crazy.
Look at me. I'm doing it.
Dangerous.
Look at me.
Tony tries to get closer. He looks down. Tony inches along the parapet towards the manic Bobby.
Come back in. Come on.
The wind buffets them.
Why? Don't. You're making me very nervous now, Bobby. Oh. Jesus Christ. Get over here.
Bobby jumps, spins frantically, and almost loses balance.
Oh, Jesus. No. Oh. I did it.
What'd you do?
I did it.
What?
Double J edges up behind. The smiling Bobby again starts to dance.
Bobby, get over here right now. Come on. Now don't get upset. Come on, we'll talk. We'll go talk in the car. It's warm in there.
You didn't talk to me before.
Tony looks guilty.
How come you never called me? I didn't want to fuck up.
Fuck up, Bob. Come on. We'll talk, all right?
I didn't want to fuck up this time.
Tony reaches out. Bobby swings away and loses balance. He plunges into the inky water below.
Anderson done.
Annette clings to the horrified Joey. Tony stares down, gaping helplessly. The faint lights of a boat illuminate the deep gloom under the bridge. At the river's edge, policemen hold up large flashlights. A detective asks questions.
And you guys think maybe he killed himself?
Joey painfully shakes his head. In the police car's flashing lights, Tony considers.
Ways of killing yourself without killing yourself.
Yeah. Okay, you can go now.
Joey shepherds Annette away. Double J follows.
Forget the number, Chief. We ain't gonna find nothing out there tonight.
Hours after the disco, Tony again stands alone in flashing lights. He stalks off after the others as searchlights illuminate the river behind. The others get into the car. Tony walks past them.
Tom? Hey, Tony!
He ignores them and keeps walking. The other stares as he strides off into the night. Smoking, shoulders hunched, collar of his white jacket turned up, he stands dejectedly alone on a subway platform as a graffiti-smeared train arrives. Now he's on board. His exhausted body slumps as he stands forlornly hanging onto a strap hold. The train stops at a station. Looking drained, he gets off. Now he's waiting on a different platform. He sits, head and hands, alone on another train. He searches through the pocket of his jacket as the lights temporarily fail. When they rekindle, he has another cigarette in his mouth. More deserted stations, empty trains. Blaze of orange, the sun rises over the skyscrapers of Manhattan. In the early morning light, Tony stumbles tiredly up the steps leading to Stephanie's apartment. Stephanie is inside wearing a white bathrobe.
Stephanie?
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Stephanie. Hey, look, I'm really sorry about last night.
You're sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Stephanie. It won't happen again, I promise you. I just really need to talk to you.
What are you talking about, you need to talk to me?
It's just like what I said, I need to talk to you.
They're on either side of the door.
Okay, listen, now, if I open this door, you're not gonna pull any funny stuff on me, right?
No, of course not.
On the threshold, they look at each other. He steps inside.
First time I ever let a known rapist in my apartment.
Hey, look, I'll just stay right here, right? So that way you don't think that I'm gonna, you know, jump you or nothing.
She looks up at him searchingly.
What's wrong with you, man?
He glances away, then looks her in the eye.
Nothing, I'll tell you later, man.
Are we gonna just stand here? This is ridiculous. Come on.
Been up all night just walking, looking around. And, you know, I'm gonna get myself my own place. And what I'm gonna do, I'm getting my money, I'm coming back. And I'm gonna, because I ain't going back.
Wait a minute. Why don't you just sit down, okay? Come on.
They both sit on the window ledge facing each other.
So what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm just not going back there, that's all. The assholes back there, I'm fed up to here with it. It's
okay.
Bullshit.
Okay, what are you gonna do?
What do? You come in, you get a job, you know, you do what you do. You get a nice apartment.
Okay, what kind of job?
I don't know. What'd you do? You came in, you couldn't do nothing, right?
I could type when I came.
Big deal, I'm an able person. I can do these things.
Yeah, of course you can. Tony, I'm gonna tell you something. Now, you know, I said all that stuff to you about using you, practicing my act on you, you know. It wasn't true. There's a lot of other reasons that I was hanging around you.
What do you mean?
You made me feel better. Give me, like, admiration, you know. Respect. Support.
Stephanie, maybe now that, you know, like, I'm gonna be in town like I planned, maybe, like, we could see each other.
She glances at him quickly.
No, I don't mean like that. I know what you're thinking, right? No, you're thinking, like, I'm promoting your pussy, but I ain't. I mean, like, friends, right? You know, like you once said, we could help each other.
You wanna be friends?
Yeah, I'd like to be friends with you.
Thinking of how, huh? Think you could be friends with a girl? Could you stand being friends with a girl, huh?
The truth?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I could try. That's all I could say, Stephanie. I could try.
Uncertainty wipes the smile off his face as he gazes out of the window. He looks at her.
Okay. Let's be friends, all right? We'll just be friends.
Tenderly, she takes his hand. The hand clasp tightens.
Friends, man.
He nods his head and his expression softens. She smiles at him warmly before moving across to kiss him on the forehead. As she leans her head on his shoulder, he gently caresses her. They hold each other. The end. I want to